Good morning, everybody. We are continuing on in our devotional in the book of Judges, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. Then all the people of Israel came out, from Dan to Beersheba, including the land of Gilead, and the congregation assembled as one man to the Lord at Mizpah. And the chiefs of all the people of all the tribes of Israel presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 men on foot that drew the sword. Now the people of Benjamin heard that the people of Israel had gone up to Mizpah. And the people of Israel said, "Tell us, how did this evil happen?" And the Levite, the husband of the woman who was murdered, answered and said, "I came to Gibeah that belongs to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to spend the night. And the leaders of Gibeah rose against me and surrounded the house against me by night. They meant to kill me, and they violated my concubine, and she is dead. So I took hold of my concubine and cut her in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed abomination and outrage in Israel. Behold, you people of Israel, all of you, give your advice and counsel here." And all the people arose as one man, saying, "None of us will go to his tent, and none of us will return to his house. But now this is what we will do to Gibeah. We will go up against it by lot, and we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 of 10,000, to bring provisions for the people, that when they come, they may repay Gibeah of Benjamin for all the outrage they have committed in Israel." So all the men of Israel gathered against the city, united as one man. And the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, "What evil is this that has taken place among you? Now therefore give up the men, the worthless fellows in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and purge evil from Israel." But the Benjaminites would not listen to the voice of their brothers, the people of Israel. Then the people of Benjamin came together out of the cities to Gibeah to go out to battle against the people of Israel. And the people of Benjamin mustered out of their cities on that day 26,000 men who drew the sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, who mustered 700 chosen men. Among all these were 700 chosen men who were left-handed. Every one could sling a stone at a hare and not miss. And the men of Israel, apart from Benjamin, mustered 400,000 men who drew the sword. All these were men of war. Amen. In yesterday's passage, in Judges 19, we saw the devastating events of the Levite man sacrificing his concubine woman to be violated to save his own skin. She was violated all night by a group of Gibeon men belonging to the tribe of Benjamin and was abandoned and used. The next morning, the Levite man dismembered her limbs into 12 pieces and sent them all to each tribe of Israel. And this is where we leave off in today's passage. Chapter 19 is extremely graphic, violent, disturbing, and hard to read. But that's the point. It is meant to show the complete depravity of mankind and how far truly they have veered from God as they live by doing what was right in their own eyes. The last verse in chapter 19 says, "And all those who saw it said, 'Such a thing has never happened or been seen from the day that the people of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt until this day. Consider it, take counsel, and speak.'" It seemed that this crime finally shocked Israel's conscience into taking action. Every tribe, except for the Benjaminites, gathered to find out what happened. The only testimony recorded here is of the Levite priest. Note how he leaves out much of the story to cover his own skin once again. He says, "They meant to kill me, and they violated my concubine, and she is dead." He does not mention his failed calling, how he put himself out for hire to be a priest for Micah, or how he quickly abandoned him to become a priest for a tribe. He does not share of his marital problems. What is a priest doing with a concubine anyway? He does not mention how the men initially demanded for him to come out of the house because they wanted to rape him, perhaps because of shame. He does not mention how he threw out his concubine to be violated and left for dead instead, perhaps because that would incriminate himself. He is just as responsible to what happened to the unnamed woman as the men of Gibeah are, yet he conveniently leaves out those pertinent details. Just like Adam and Eve were quick to blame the other and not take responsibility for their actions, the same is seen here. He has no integrity. As the Israelites were finally united in their cause to seek justice for this crime, the Benjaminites, the tribe that the city of Gibeah belonged to, refused to release the men responsible and chose to protect them instead. We'll see in Monday's devotional that this will lead to a civil war. The Benjaminites chose loyalty for their own tribe over the holiness and justice of God's commandments. They weren't just turning a blind eye, but they were actively protecting them. Although it is easy to judge the Levite priests and the Benjaminites, it is important to take a look at our own hearts as judges serves as a warning to us all that fallenness and depravity of sin are far too easily a reality when we do life without God. I want to reiterate what I shared in yesterday's devotional. What sins are you tolerating in your life? Perhaps it doesn't seem that bad, or turning a blind eye to live in ignorance may give you enough assurance to keep sinning. Perhaps somebody wronged you, but is that the full story? Was there any fault on your end of things too? Or are you neutralizing your sins since their offense against you was greater? It's important to take responsibility for our actions and the sins we commit against God. The Bible is clear that sin begets sin, and sin leads to destruction and death. So let's do an assessment of our hearts today. To give a personal example, I was in a very unhealthy and emotionally abusive relationship when I was in high school. God really met with me throughout the years to heal my heart from the awful things he did to me. Although his actions were far more severe and hurtful, I was not perfect either, and my sinfulness too contributed to the brokenness of the relationship. It wasn't until I was able to come to terms with that I was able to find deep inner healing. I think I resisted that part because his offense was so much greater than mine in the eyes of the world. Yet, as it says in Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and fall short before the glory of God. Yet, God is so faithful to receive us in our brokenness. We are so undeserving. Yet James 2:13 says, mercy triumphs over judgment. It's because of Jesus that we are able to stand before the Father without blame. He atoned for our sins, no matter how minuscule or severe they may have been. This morning, I don't want to take that for granted. So let's come to the Father today. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word that continues to challenge us and brings us before the cross. God, I pray that today that you would give us a space to honestly assess our hearts, to see if there are any areas of our lives that we have been harboring sin, any areas where we have been casting blame onto other people to neutralize our own wrongdoings. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would reveal these things to us so that we may come before you in repentance to receive your forgiveness and mercy. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray.